From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman in Paris, a race to beat a deadline in the battle against climate change. With less than 48 hours to go before a Friday deadline, delegates of 196 countries meeting in a Paris suburb are in a race to reach a wide-reaching climate agreement. But hurdles over money and targets remain large. A 29-page draft of the agreement released Wednesday shows differences remain substantial, especially on key questions involving the responsibility of richer nations to fund climate change programs for poorer countries. Core areas of dispute also include the demand by developing nations for an agreement and corresponding commitments to prevent global temperatures from rising a maximum of 2 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels. Industrialized nations that still depend largely on coal and other fossil fuels are arguing for a goal of 1.5 degrees. The less ambitious target would enable them to ease dependence on fossil fuels more gradually and lessen the trauma to their economies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry suggested delegates use this opportunity to finalize what he called an ambitious, inclusive, and durable global climate agreement.
We are prepared to do our part, and we will not leave the most vulnerable nations among us to quite literally weather the storm alone.
In fact, the top U.S. diplomat said the United States has committed to double its investments from $400 million to $800 million over the next 5 years to help poorer countries adapt. However, the delivery of that assistance may be in question. That is because members of the Republican-led U.S. Congress have indicated that they plan on blocking that funding. This is VOA News. Talks in Saudi Arabia between Syrian opposition factions have been very constructive, but it's too soon to lock in a new international diplomatic meeting to begin a UN-led political process aimed at ending Syria's civil war. That according to John Kerry, the U.S. Secretary of State. Speaking at that climate conference outside Paris, Kerry said he had talked to Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir about the opposition gathering in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and to the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov with the aim of organizing the next Syria meeting, tentatively set for December 18th at the United Nations.
We are planning towards the potential of a meeting in New York, not locked in yet, but the meeting in Saudi Arabia appears to be very constructive at this point, and we need to wait for the results of that conference. But I think everybody is moving in the direction that they want to.
The top U.S. diplomat has been working the telephones as he attended that global climate summit outside Paris. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he's postponing a trip to Israel, saying he'll reschedule the talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after he becomes president. Trump made the remark on Twitter amid protests by Israeli lawmakers, both left and right wing, over his proposal to ban Muslims from entering the United States. News reports this week has said a meeting between Trump and Netanyahu in Israel had been scheduled to take place December 28th. At least 37 Israeli legislators, mostly from the opposition who make up almost a third of the 120-seat Knesset, signed a letter to Netanyahu calling on him to cancel the meeting unless Trump withdraws his comments. Now, one of the most well-known Muslims in the United States appears to have joined the rising chorus of criticism against Trump over his proposal. Former heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali is urging his fellow Muslims to push back against those who use Islam to advance their own personal agenda. Another church has been ordered to close in China, a sign that authorities there are continuing a crackdown against unregistered congregations. This week, police raided the Huoshi Church, the largest unregistered church in Guizhou province, and ordered it to shut down. The lead pastor, Su Tian Fu Su, told VOA the church is officially closed as of Thursday. Su said he plans to seek legal help to overturn the closure and said he believes his congregation will remain faithful, although many of them have long threatened not to attend any services there. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.